The circumstances are in are actually very overwhelming.
Have to break the bondage
fast from meat and dairy products during the whole Great Lent. And that's a challenge in today's society. It's a great challenge. But the fact is that our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ understood fasting. He knew that it was necessary. So he teaches us to fast, but not do it in a way that people can see what we do. Fast in secret. Anoint our heads, put on our fearful countenance, and take the burden upon us and internalize it. But do it. But do it. And why? Because he knows that there's this energy, this dark energy in us that's associated with passions. And if that energy is, if we're filled with that energy, we're blinded, literally. Look what happens when a person becomes very angry. He can be blinded to the actions that he's thinking about, and so blinded that he actually engages in actions that are destructive and sinful, and that hurt, and even hurt the ones we love the most. So that we have these passions, and Holy Scripture, and the ancient tradition, all the way from the beginning to up until our time, speaks to us. In order to gain control over these passions, we have to exercise restraint. And what's beautiful about our Holy Orthodox Church is we are going to do this together. It's not that I'm going to fast and somebody else is going to fast, or that we say, well, I'm going to have to fast on Saturdays, or I'm going to fast on this day. No. We are the body of Christ. We are one. We all have our place in the body of Christ. But we are one. One body. And so we are going to do this, we are going to perform this act of piety for our own salvation together. You know, the ship is a very interesting analogy. You know, the people up there piloting the ship, right? And then down below, the people tending, let's say, the fires that propel the engines. And this place is all through it, at different levels. But we're all on the same ship. And together, we will find paradise. And so it is, we need to fast. And we need to do it with integrity. And we need to do it in such a way that we do not appear to fast. Because pride. We all know about pride. We all have pride. And so, you know, we think, I'm fasting, you know. I'm going to stick a hope that somebody notices that we're doing something. And it infects them. So we have to fast secretly, as it were. This is why the Savior tells us to anoint our head, wash our face, that we do not appear to men to be fasting. For our Father, who sees in secret, will see us, and he will reward us openly, so that, in a sense, others will see something. Now, what will they see? Well, hopefully it's not our pride, but they will somehow see, perhaps, the light of Christ in us. Because the darkness that we winnowed away by fasting becomes more visible to others. And this, we fast. And we fast quietly and inwardly. And then the Savior goes on and says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, but where thieves do not break in nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And this is very fascinating, I think, because we live in a remarkably difficult world. It's almost impossible. And we could talk about keeping the dietary fast and think that we've achieved something. But the fact is that the powers of darkness, knowing the weakness of the flesh, have given us a banquet of images. Images. When I was young, through films. And then later through TV. And now through the internet and the phone that we all carry, we can pull out of our pocket and open it up and see images. And for some reason, it seems that even good and faithful Christians do not understand that those images arouse in us faults. That are false. The images are literally designed by the commercial world to excite your passions, to make it so that you desire things. And not only that, as we know, pornography is everywhere. And it's fascinating. It's just everywhere. It's on billboards. There's a magazine. It's on so-called conservative news sources. There's always a sidebar. And there's all kinds of opportunity to click on the sidebar and open up into decadence and sinfulness. But somehow there's been this ability for, I think, all of us to somehow separate the objective, the physical world from the interior life. And what we do know from experience is that these images are designed to inflame passions, which gives whoever it is, whether it's commercial or it's a particular world view, these become the ways in which those things that are so deadly to us spiritually are manipulated. And they draw us into thoughts and feelings that destroy our mind and our soul. And there's just no question. If you look what's happening in our own country, and where there's this complete abandonment of universal values. Universal values mean that we are given divinely revealed values. And if we share those values, then we become one, because we can communicate. I've mentioned before, it's that what's going on is the power of battle. No one can understand the other person. Now, we speak the same language now, but we don't mean the same thing by what was said. And we hear this, well, this is my truth. What is your truth? And, of course, when that's said, you know that the truth that a person holds, which is their truth, was not divinely revealed. Absolutely not. And so what happens is if we engage ourselves in this other world, which, by the way, is mentioned in the Typikon. The Typikon was written long before we had the world of images bombarding us. If we engage in this world, we become like those passions that we enter into. We become God. And what happens to the people around us for whom we are responsible? They become infected with the darkness. You know, everyone very concerned about COVID. Rightfully so. It's real. And why? Because it can infect you and make you ill. And you can't even see the germ. It's exactly the same thing with imagery. I've seen cases where, let's say, a father or a mother or a father and a mother together put the children to bed upstairs, go down into the family room in the basement, and watch films that are absolutely filled with darkness and pornography or violence. And they become, those images stimulate within the heart and the mind and the body, and
This is a documented medical fact. So it is. We are responsible. We are Orthodox Christians. We're responsible to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. We are responsible to our families, whether they're near or far. We are responsible to our community. We are responsible to our church. To lay aside all of these things that exacerbate and excite our passions, and to dedicate ourselves to life in Christ in a renewed way for these 40 days, so that when we enter into the week of the Passion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, there is simplicity and a purity in our hearts and minds that allows us to experience the very spiritual reality of the sufferings of our Lord and of His victory on the cross and His triumph in the resurrection. We want our hearts to be purified so that we can receive this remarkable gift that He gives us every year. Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, let us lay aside all of the profane and evil imagery. Let us lay aside all of those things which tempt us, our thoughts, and let us keep the fast quietly. And if we do, you will see and you will know the presence of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ as He becomes active in your hearts and minds and leads you to perceive and know and witness the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.